Hey everybody, welcome to a little bonus episode of AnCast. I wanted to take a quick moment to highlight some of the charity organizations that have sort of popped up inside fandom culture over the last couple of days. A little later on, we'll be talking to Stephanie Shea, who is running a new organization called We Heart Japan, and she'll tell you about that a little later. But I wanted to highlight some of the organizations that have sort of popped up, some of the podcasts that events that are happening throughout the week, just so you know where you can go to donate with your fellow fans. First up is we mentioned this on yesterday's show, but the unofficial One Piece podcast is running a 24-hour podcast marathon this weekend, where basically they're going to broadcast for 24 hours, have a variety of guests. Justin and I will both be on. You can go to helpjapan.onepiecepodcast.com to donate and find out programming notes and stuff that's happening this weekend from, I believe, Saturday evening to Sunday evening. So check that out. Also, the Anime Expo's webcast, AX Live, on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, they're going to do a bit of a longer show, I believe, where they're going to have some correspondents from Japan calling in to update them on how things are going, and they're also going to be taking donations. So watch that show too. Just go to animeexpo.org/ax-live, or just type AX Live into Google. Those are good guys, and they run a good show, so check that out. Also, Daniela, who runs allaboutmanga.net, who's been on Callout Show before, she started Anime and Manga Bloggers for Japan, which is already a pretty decent-sized success. You can go to allaboutmanga.net. She's got all the information you need there. You can donate through there, too. And also, if you're interested in the gaming side of things, IGN is actually doing a Tsunami Relief fundraiser. They're going to play 24 Japanese games in 24 hours and live stream that. And during that, you can donate, and they'll send all of that over there. Also, Zenkai Con, which is this weekend, March 18th through the 20th, in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. They're going to have, if you're heading to that convention, they are going to have relief donation collection. You can donate there if you're heading to that convention. Also, if you're in the UK, it looks like Anime Picks. Just go to justgiving.com/animepicks, P-I-C-K-S, and you can donate there. So those are just some of the fan organizations that are out there, and I'll post a bunch of links in the show notes for this. And, you know, if you feel like helping, you can do it in a way that expresses how much you appreciate everything the country has done to entertain you over the years, which is important. So anyway, let's go ahead and talk to Stephanie, shall we? Okay, with me for this little quick bonus episode of the podcast is Stephanie Shea, who was actually the very first guest we ever had on the show. She's at South by Southwest and is sort of wandering around Austin, hence the call quality. So forgive that. But hey, Stephanie.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you? Well, I'm okay considering the circumstances. How are you?
Yes. I'm busy, lack of sleep, but inspired, and thanks for having me on.
Sure, sure. Well, I heard about this charity thing that you're doing this week, and it's coming up pretty quick, so we wanted to get this out there as fast as possible. Tell us about what you've got set up.
Okay, so stuff is still being planned and in the works, so things will be changing and stuff, but loud card. Basically, it's this Thursday, which is the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, I know, at Meltdown Comics, and that's in Los Angeles. I believe the address is 7522 Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is basically an art show kind of charity event. So we have a bunch of artists who have donated pieces that you can bid on in an auction, and we will also have some goods, merchandise goods, that have been generously donated from people like the likes of Bondi and Jenny On, and we're also working on still some other contributors that you can purchase, and we'll have cosplayers walking around trying to get donations, and we'll have some voice actors there signing stuff, and then in the side room, we'll play some anime that people can just like sit down if they want to watch it or mingle. And our goal is to get a food truck in the back. We don't know which truck yet. We're still working on that. And hopefully the truck will agree to, you know, have some of the proceeds go to the charity involved.
Okay. So it's not just an art auction. It sounds like there's a bunch of different ways people can contribute at this thing.
It's it's like, there's no cover or anything like that. It's more like an art event gathering type of thing,
right,
where people can contribute in their own way. So hopefully people will come and buy some stuff, or, you know, they'll just donate money, or they'll bid on art. The goal is to kind of raise as much money as possible and also just have the community get together and give back. It occurred to me with all this stuff going on in Japan that, like, I pretty much have an acting career because of anime. That's where I got my start. So I feel very near and dear towards that genre of work and the country that it comes from. Also, through working in the industry, I've made tons and tons of friends who live there, who have friends there, and it was just reflecting upon it, like, I've gotten so much, you know, from that, and it's influenced my life so much that I just wanted to use that as a way to give back.
Right. I think a lot of us feel that way. As, you know, so many of us have made our livelihoods possible because of what's come out of Japan, and that's an important cause. So this is all under the banner of We Heart Japan, right?
Yes.
And that's the website.
And, that's the kind of group that's the name of the Aether group, and our first event is this charity art show / party, if you will. But the idea is to also plan other events. I'm in the process of working with a theater to do a screening the following week sometime, but it's I don't want to announce anything officially until that's done. So if listeners go to weheartjapan.com, no spaces, no dashes or anything, they can get the latest information. We also have a Twitter, it's just WeHeartJapanXO, and there's like a Facebook event group that's open to the public. So those are probably the best places to get updates and information and stuff. So
okay, so even if people can't make it to this Thursday's event, especially because it's on St. Patrick's Day, you are planning some stuff for next week, and so this is an ongoing
thing. Yes, hopefully that'll all come together. I'm still crossing my fingers because it's really hard. It's really hard to plan something, especially at such short notice, and also having other commitments and jobs.
Right.
And being in Austin.
Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of people have been helping out, a lot of people, and that's really, really great. But I really felt it was important to do something relatively soon and early, while people are still excited by it, you know, and they're not overwhelmed about what's going on, and they still feel motivated to give and come together. If you can't make it, I have set up a PayPal account. The only issue with the PayPal account in terms of collecting donations is that I didn't have time to set up like a business account with a proper nonprofit for the PayPal. So it's literally just my personal account that I will take any donations that go there and then write a check to the charity. So that I wouldn't be able to give a tax deduction on those donations, and you kind of have to take my word for it that's going to happen. But I did want to have that option for anybody who's out of state and who just wants to donate money. That is there. And the email address that's linked to that PayPal account is weheartjapanevent@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that that sounds like it sounds like you really got some steam behind this thing. I know I've seen plenty about it, and you know, people should get out to that event. If you're in Los Angeles on St. Patrick's Day, that's a good place to go. And we should mention, and this is kind of important to mention, that Meltdown Comics is a Los Angeles institution that is very well known in the art community. And they have stand-up comedy events. They have art gallery exhibitions and stuff there. The name might sound a little inappropriate, but if you're if you live here, it didn't even occur to us that there was an issue with that until it was pointed out by someone who doesn't live here. You know, it's completely unintentional, but the place is an institution here. So it's a good place for that sort of thing.
And those guys are great. They are not charging us a penny for the space. Right. So if you come out, please support them, buy something from them, a book, whatever, or, you know, or visit them again, you know, just they're really they've been really happy to work with us and enthusiastic, and that hasn't been the case with a lot of the venues involved. You know, like I understand it's you know, a lot of venues are still businesses, they still need to you know, make it worth their while and stuff, but they have been so great. They're not charging us anything. They're totally donating the space and helping us run this totally free of charge. So
that's awesome.
So I want to give them a big thank you and shout out to them.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess that about sums it up. People can go to weheartjapan.com and check out all the details and find out what's happening this week and next week and your ongoing efforts. So best of luck to you with that. And
thank you.
Are you've decided to cancel your trip, correct?
Yes. So for those of you guys who don't know, I go to TAF pretty much every year. That's the Cynthia International Anime Fair, and I was supposed to leave on the 22nd for Japan, and then I was going to go to Taiwan and then back to LA. I thought long and hard about it, because on one hand, my friends in Tokyo were like, come, it's fine. Tokyo's not really affected, and this and that, and I could have gone, and on one hand, I felt like I wanted to help, you know, like I wanted to be there and just even just emotionally support my friends and just be there to support the country to say, like, I'm here, I'm not abandoning you. But the more I thought about it and the more that stuff is not settled there, you know, they're having rolling blackouts. They really need to conserve energy. While there hasn't been, to my knowledge, any looting going on, there has been reports of, like, stores being sold out of stuff. You know, trucks are having a hard time coming in with supplies and just getting supplies around. It just occurred to me that, like, I didn't need to be in that country right now to be another person sucking up energy, another person consuming food. And while I understand that, like, you know, they're going to need the tourism income and the economy is going to take a hit from this, I love that country and I will continue to visit it extensively throughout my life, so there are no danger of not getting my money in terms of that, but I just felt like this was not the right time, you know. It would be better when things are settled. I can help more by throwing an event like this than I can by being there at this time. That's pretty much what the kind of personal decision that I came to.
Yeah, plus, to my understanding, Tokyo's transportation infrastructure is not operating at full capacity, especially with the rolling blackouts. So yeah. Getting around is very difficult, to my understanding.
Yeah, and there are people from the outer cities that are, you know, evacuating to Tokyo, and it's already a congested town. So it's, like, even more congested. I was like, oh, probably not the best time for me to be there. It was a hassle canceling my flights. Right. Some companies were really cool. Singapore Airlines was awesome, gave me a full refund, everything. And cheap tickets was awesome. In the beginning, they were a nightmare, but then, actually, once I kind of complained about it on Twitter, a supervisor called me up and really just sorted things out. And then when the airline would not refund the entire portion of the change fee, they gave me a voucher making up the difference.
Yeah.
So,
well, there you go.
I'd say I'm very much about giving credit where credit's due. I still ended up having to pay for one leg of the trip, like a couple $100 to cancel it, that I just won't be able to get back. But that's, you know, that's what happens. It's very funny, when you buy travel insurance, you really need to read the fine print. There's actually a clause in one of the insurance companies that I purchased travel insurance from that said specifically that any sort of nuclear event or radiation event is not covered.
Jesus. It's ridiculous.
That's interesting. Yeah, and there's a difference between a disaster occurring in your country of origin and the destination country. And lots of insurances will not cover the destination country, but will only cover your country of origin. All sorts of fine print.
So if you're careful
for those who travel a lot.
I guess if you're out there and you're planning, you're deciding to cancel your upcoming Japan trip, check the fine print. That's important.
Yeah. And if someone's not helpful, I'd say hang up and just call back until you get the right person. But to talk to you about it.
Or if you have enough Twitter followers, complain on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Twitter is very powerful.
Yeah.
So, one last thing I wanted to say about this whole thing is if you can't come to the event, if you don't feel comfortable donating to the PayPal or you can't donate or whatever, now would be the best time to actually go out and purchase some anime DVDs. Because some of that money does go back to the Japanese companies who license and create the shows. So at least in this time of need, please don't download illegally or watch illegal streams of anime. At the very least you can do is, like, purchase an anime DVD.
Okay, well, that's a, good idea. Okay.
I know, I tend to drive that point home, but, like, I think it's a good reminder now.
Right, yeah, well, it's always a good time to promote legal consumption. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, take care, and we'll try and get as many people as we can out to this event.
Thank you so much. We're still writing press releases, so hopefully they'll come out later today. It's so much work. But I think if we can raise a lot of money, it'll really be worth it, you know?
For sure, absolutely. Okay, that about does it for our little bonus episode. See y'all next week.